This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A Taliban official claims a suspected suicide bomb attack outside Kabul airport on Thursday killed at least 13 people, including children, after the United States and allies urged Afghans to leave the area because of a threat by the Islamic State. The official says many Taliban guards were wounded. A U.S. official says some American service members were wounded, adding he was citing an initial report and cautioning that it could change. He says there were casualties, but did not know how many or of what nationality. Thousands of people have been gathering outside the airport in recent days. Western troops are racing to evacuate foreigners and Afghans who helped Western countries during the 20-year war against the Taliban and to get out themselves by an August 31st deadline. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirms there has been an explosion, but says it's unclear if there were any casualties. A Western diplomat in Kabul earlier said areas outside the airport gates were, quote, incredibly crowded, again, despite the warnings of a potential attack. There were few details yet of Thursday's attack, but Western countries have been warning of a potential one by Islamic State militants. A White House official says U.S. President Joe Biden has been briefed on the explosion. The concerns about an attack came against a chaotic backdrop in Kabul, where the massive airlift of foreign nationals and their families, as well as some Afghans, has been underway since the day before the Taliban captured the city on August 15th, capping a lightning advance across the country as U.S. and allied troops withdraw. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said Thursday gunmen killed more than 150 people in an attack last week in a restive part of western Ethiopia. The August 18th attack occurred after security forces withdrew from a part of a troubled region in Ethiopia's west, according to the state-run commission. Witnesses claim the gunmen were affiliated with an armed group blamed for violence in western and southern Ethiopia. The killing sparked an exodus of residents, mainly women and children, to neighboring areas and, quote, ethnic-based reprisal attacks that left more than 60 people dead in the days afterward, according to the commission. Hong Kong authorities ousted an opposition legislator from his seat Thursday after finding him to be insufficiently loyal amid Beijing's tightening grip on the semi-autonomous city. The government said in a statement he was disqualified from the legislature after he, quote, failed to fulfill the legal requirements and conditions on upholding the basic law and bearing allegiance to Hong Kong. The basic law is Hong Kong's mini-constitution. He was just one of two remaining opposition lawmakers in the legislature after the pro-democracy camp of legislators resigned en masse last year following the disqualification of some of their colleagues. Hong Kong's chief secretary says he was disqualified after an opinion was sought from the territory's National Security Committee, which said he had failed to comply with the requirements of being a legislator. The committee was set up last year when Beijing imposed a strict national security law that effectively criminalizes opposition to the government and silences dissent. The director of the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is raising the vaccination target he believes is needed to provide widespread protection against COVID-19 on the continent, citing the more infectious Delta variant now present in 32 countries. Africa's CDC director told reporters on Thursday that health officials once estimated at least 60% of Africa's 1.3 billion people needed to be vaccinated to achieve so-called herd immunity. He says he now thinks the proportion should be, quote, in excess of 70% to 80%, but he claims reaching herd immunity may not be relevant anymore. Africa is well short of its original vaccination target, as health officials criticize richer nations for hoarding doses and rolling out booster shots, while people in poorer nations are still awaiting vaccines. Only 2.5% of Africa's population is fully vaccinated. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.